Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast, strategies for your financial future. Complex topics made simple and actionable, so when it comes to your money, you're making smart decisions. And now for the disclaimer. The following program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through JW Cole Financial Incorporated, JWC member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through JW Cole Advisors Incorporated, JWCA. JT Financial Group and JWC, JWCA are unaffiliated entities. With decades of experience, here's your host, Josh Tirado.
Welcome to the Making Smart Decisions podcast. I'm your host, Josh Tirado, and today we're going to touch on the importance of a financial advisor if you're getting divorced. Now, this advice applies equally to both men and women, but in my 22 years of experience, I believe that men need to heed this advice even more. So the divorce process is often awful and draining and takes too long. Now, whether that takes too long as 6 months or whether that takes too long as is 3 years till everything is resolved, whatever it is, it generally takes too long and feels way too long and is draining. And at that point, you have a lot of other things going on and you may not be making the smartest decisions. I'm talking about one, for your current money and investments, and two, whatever's going to happen with assets being divided up through the divorce. I've personally worked with some people where there's a big discussion about what they're going to do with the house. And it really came down to one person loved the house, wanted the house, the other person didn't want it, which is great. But the person that wanted to stay in the house was like, okay, where'd I get the money from to pay off the equity in the house to the other person? They thought they were going to have to sell the house and divvy up the assets. I asked them, do you really like the house? Their response was, yes, I love the house. I want to stay here. Bearing in mind that this is the man in the relationship. And I was able to show him a way to use money from a different source to give the proper amount of equity to his wife so she could get a different property, and he was able to maintain the house, and it was affordable. And he was thrilled because he thought he had to sell the house and lose the house that he worked so hard to remodel and get it the way he wanted, and he loved it. And she did not, and she wanted to move on, and he thought he was going to have to lose it. He did not. I've also run into people that through the divorce, the final divorce decree said one partner owed the other partner a set amount of money. It never said where that money had to come from or what form it was in. And in talking to partner one, they just wanted to write a check from the first available thing to give it to partner two to make the whole thing go away. But in hindsight, that would have cost them a lot of money in taxes and penalties and put them in a very poor position. So we were able to discuss, okay, here's where we should pull the money from. And we did it in a systematic, intelligent way. And it saved partner number one quite a bit of money in taxes and potential penalties. Partner number two got everything they were owed and in a timely fashion and were happy with getting the money. And partner one realized that if they'd done it the way they were going to do it without first consulting with me, it would have cost them far more in taxes and penalties. And we were able to avoid that. Really work with a financial advisor. It could be that both, depending on the relationship, both parties may want to keep the same financial advisor, or you might want to go find somebody else. I see pros and cons to both. Over the past several years, some of my clients have gotten a divorce. They have both retained me. We had a relationship, though, going back to prior, in one case, 10 years, the other case, 15 years. We had been working together prior to the divorce. And they both knew that no one knew their situations better than I did. And they both hired me separately. And we split up the relationship and the contract, so they're each under a separate contract. So I couldn't divulge anything to either side. And I worked with both sides. I knew the kids. I knew the husband and wife. I knew what they wanted to accomplish, and we worked together, and it really helped make it more amicable. And everyone got what they needed, and we were able to work with both sides. Now, the attorneys, still two separate attorneys, they still got their fees, and it still dragged on longer than it needed to. But when the rubber met the road of where money was coming from, what was going here, what was going there, we were able to work together, sort it out, and it worked very well. Some other clients that have also divorced, same thing. I worked with both sides. And some of them were a couple of years removed from the divorce now, and both sides still continue to work with me, and it goes smoothly. If the divorce is much more contentious or much angrier, it doesn't hurt that one side gets a different advisor. But I really think that both people should have some sort of advice so it's handled in a proper manner. And honestly, especially when the divorce decree comes down from the court and just says X number of dollars needs to change hands and doesn't say where it's from, it gives us a great amount of planning to do to protect both parties. And oftentimes too, the divorce decree will say, we need to get X number of dollars in insurance, life insurance in place to support the divorce decree. At that point, we take a look at, okay, what sort of insurance do we already have? What sort of insurance do we have from work? And what are the most cost-effective options if we have to add more? And what type of insurance do we have to add to the portfolio to fulfill those obligations? we can set that up and make that happen as well. Instead of the person who's trying to shop around on their own online, we are able to do it in a much more systematic, intelligent, and cost-saving manner. The reason I want to focus on men is this isn't necessarily reflective of my client base, but nationally, the numbers I see is that oftentimes the man is the one that is leading the financial discussions with the advisor. When the divorce occurs, the wife will often go get their own advisor. But the men tend to circle the wagons and internalize and don't reach out to their advisor for help. And I think they really need to reach out to their advisor for help. Or if their advisor is someone who helps them manage some money or do some investments, and they don't have a true relationship where they're meeting with the person several times a year and doing planning, they need to start that. They need to find someone who can do true planning and work with them to help them through that process. So men, don't, if you're going through divorce, please don't ignore that. Take care of your own mental health and take care of your financial health and consult some professionals. And anybody going through divorce should have a professional. I just see it where it seems very often the men neglect that aspect, and it's not good financially for anyone involved. So that's my two cents on the divorce.
Thanks for listening to Making Smart Decisions with Josh Dorado. For more information and show notes, visit our website at jtfinancialgroup.com. Email a question or schedule an appointment. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/aguideforyourjourney. The preceding program is sponsored by JT Financial Group, which is solely responsible for its content. Securities offered through J.W. Cole, financial member, FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through J.W. Cole Advisors, J.T. Financial Group, and J.W. Cole Financial. And J.W. Cole Advisors are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by J.T. Financial Group should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of loss of principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by a person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax penalties that may be imposed on such person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. JT Financial Group is not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities.